Hello and welcome to Dream It, Dare It, Do It, Live the Life You Want. I'm Jasmine. I'm your host as usual. And I'm happy to let you know that, you know, this is season six. I can't believe we're in season six. and today I'm happy to introduce you to someone that I've met sometime last year. We both also work with the 3PGC, the Three Principles Global Community, and her name is Sana. Hi, Sana.
Hi, Jasmine.
How are you doing?
Thank you for inviting me. I'm good.
My pleasure. Looking forward to having this chat with you. So I did not pronounce your last name because I just didn't know how. So I want people to know what your full name is. Yeah. So can you say it for me?
Yeah. My name is Sanne Schrøl Lundborg. I'm Danish, so that's why it's pretty weird to pronounce in English.
Oh, yeah. I would not have pronounced that at all. And I'm usually good with pronunciation. But Danish is definitely not a language that I'm, you know, used to hearing at all.
No. So. I totally get that. And you can call me whatever. I'll react.
All right. So the first thing I was thinking about, because I knew that I was going to be meeting Sana today for the podcast. And then it occurred to me that I didn't even know how you came into this understanding of the three principles. And so I thought I'd ask you that. So how long have you been, you know, in the understanding, and tell me.
Yeah, I think it's been around 10 years. It was definitely when my kids were very young, and maybe even before I had my daughter, she just turned 10. So it was just around there. And I had a good friend, we're still really good friends, and we were chatting once a week. She lives in Florida and I live in Denmark. So we were online chatting every week. And we always talked about self-help, self-development, psychology, spirituality, stuff like that. And we had been in a coaching program together maybe 5 years earlier. And we kind of developed from there and just, you know, got to learn more methods and techniques and more kind of things. And while I was having my son and, you know, my life changed a lot, she was still looking into new things and she was always telling me about these new things. And it was so interesting and fun because I didn't have any time myself to look into anything. And then suddenly she started to talk about the three principles and, you know, many of the things that we had looked at were kind of similar to each other, right? So I just thought, well, the three principles, it sounds like, you know, kind of the same thing that, you know, we've been talking about forever. But I could hear that there was something different in what she was saying. And I wasn't really aware what it was, but it made me curious. And then suddenly one day she was talking about, she had this, her and her husband often went out to eat and they had different preferences for which restaurant to go to. And that had always been an issue for her. She always, you know, got frustrated and irritated, you know, just normal stuff like
that.
Yeah. And she was telling me, oh, it's amazing. I just realized that I'm creating my own suffering in this situation. And she said it with so much conviction. And I could hear that it had just totally lifted from her. It's been an issue for her forever, and it was just gone. And that made me really curious. I was like, that's different. That's, you know, I've never heard her talk like that before. So that was my beginning of the three principles. Then I just started looking into what was, there was like almost none materials in Danish at that point. A little later, I think we had our first book in Danish, and Yeah, so then it just developed from there. So, yeah.
Nice. That's really cool. It's
Yeah.
true, right? There's a difference. I'm the same, right? I've always been into self-development and, improve. Let me improve on myself, which I thought was so great. I'm going to improve myself. It's so, like saying that is so noble. Like it's like the right thing to do,
Yeah.
because I'm so flawed. Let
Yeah.
me improve
Yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
And I was looking at every possible thing that I could, is there a problem here with Jasmine? Okay, let me improve that.
Yeah.
So I was constantly in this game of looking for something that's wrong
Yeah.
and then looking for something to fix it.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Fix it. What's wrong? Fix it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had glimpses of the three principles that occurred in my life. Like, I'm gonna say smoking. I was a
Yeah.
smoker. I was a heavy smoker. I smoked from the age of 13 to 30.
Yeah. Kind of the same
And
thing, actually.
yeah. And when I was smoking, I remember people telling me, "Oh, you smoke," and like they were like, "Ugh, go away," and or they would say like, "You can't smoke in here," and I'd be like, "Well, if I can't smoke in here, you're not getting me," and I would just walk away, like I was very righteous in my smoking things.
Yeah.
And then I started smelling myself. It's like just the smell of it.
Yeah.
And I had a total shift. And it was just a knowing. It was just like I knew it was time to quit. And I put reasons on it. I put some reasons on it, but it was just time. And I was feeling it for months before that, but I just knew that it was kind of like, yeah, no, I know I have to stop it. And I understand somebody that's gonna say, yeah, you don't like it, get out. Like my brother,
Yeah.
my brother's house, he smokes, and I'm like, oh no, I'm gonna smell like cigarette. And I do have. I still have my, ugh, that smells so bad. And I think I still have the, okay, well, if you smoke, I'm not gonna go. Okay, I'm not gonna go around.
Yeah.
But it was not that there was something wrong with me and that I needed to fix it. It was just a knowing
Yeah.
that it was time to stop.
Yeah.
And you can't explain that.
No.
You can't put
No.
words into it, right?
No, it's funny because I actually stopped kind of in a similar way. I had been, smoking on and off for years at that time because I, like you, I really wanted to stop, but I just kept falling back into it. And then I made all these rules for myself. Well, I can smoke in the weekend, so I can smoke when it's a party. All these weird things. I can smoke if I've had a bad day or whatever rules that I've made up. So then at some point, we were ready to have our first child, and I wasn't pregnant or anything. We weren't even trying anything at that point, but I just knew, oh, now it's time for that. And from one day to another, I didn't smoke. It wasn't an issue anymore because then my priority was just totally different. Yeah. And that just shows how sometimes, sorry. Excuse me. I think it's better now. Sometimes we just know when it's time, right? And knowing that changes our whole reality. We just see something completely different when we get that knowing. And then what seemed to be so important before, like smoking was so important to me. I just, you know, I didn't think I could live without it. And then the next day, oh, now this is important. So that just went out the window and didn't matter anymore. Yeah.
It's like, it's a sight from within. So I know that you now teach this, right? You teach this in the Danish community. And yeah. I'm sure you've taught in English also.
Yeah, a little.
But I would like you to talk to me about that and to the listeners. Like, how do you... It's so funny because I woke up this morning with... I want to talk to people about the how, because I know that we don't talk about the how, but I know that everybody listening is going, yeah, but how? Give me the steps. I want to know how. And my thought, what came after that was, it's like we're focusing all of our energy on looking for the how. And the how is not where you want to look.
No.
So I was wondering, can you give me your take on that?
Yeah. Yeah. Where I want to look and where I'm always trying to get people to look, if I'm talking to them, either, you know, in teaching or in individual conversations, is to see that we can actually have a foundation that we can stand on and that it can be really stable. Because I think a lot of people, myself included, years ago have this feeling that we're kind of like threes in the wind that just kind of blowing from side to side, and we never really know if we are secure, right? Because every time something happens, we feel that we kind of get thrown away from where we thought that we were standing. But three principles are teaching us that we can actually have something, a knowing that's very stable, because it's always there. We want to stand on something that's not only there sometimes or even most of the time. We want it to be there always, right? And what is always there is that we are creating our own reality from within through our thoughts. It's a thought-created reality that we live in, all of us. And just knowing that, really knowing that, gives us a stable foundation to stand on. And the second thing that the principles are pointing us towards is that we are always okay inside. We can never be broken in any way. We can, you know, get a scratch, or we can break an arm or something like that. But the essence of who we are, that's not breakable. It's always okay, no matter what. Even if you're in the most crazy circumstances of your life, you're always okay inside. And from that essence that you are inside, you have this inner guide, your inner wisdom, that is always there to guide you. We often disregard it and don't listen to it because we think we know better. That's just how our ego works, I guess. But it's always there, and we can always rely on that. So those are also foundations that we can stand on and be secure in. And when we are looking in that direction instead of the how-to, then the more that we see this, the more clear this becomes to us, the more stable we will stand on our feet, no matter what happens in our lives. And to me, that have just changed my life, you know, tremendously. Because before, I had an idea about needing to control a lot of things. I needed other people to act in a specific way, or I needed my job to be in a specific way, or my family to be in a specific way. Maybe sometimes even the weather to be in a specific way. But seeing that I'm okay no matter what, And I always have this inner guide. And no matter what I'm experiencing, it's always coming from within through my thoughts. So if I let go of those thoughts that feel bad, my reality will shift and I'll see something different. That makes a huge difference, because then I don't have to change anything. I don't need to control everything or anything at all. I can just let it be and just be in my own essence. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. But sometimes it's hard to hear it.
And you know what? I'm not even sure that we can hear it. I think we need to experience it. So I love doing experiments, and I love doing, just being curious in my own life. Because if we see it for ourselves, if we see it in our own life, then it becomes more real to us. Then we can believe it. Because if you just heard it from somebody or read it in a book, and it was, then it's just their words. Then it's just a theory or a good idea, or but these are actually principles that you can test, right? You can go into your own life and you can look and see, could it really be that we are living in a thought-created reality? Is that really true? And we can do that by, for instance, finding examples that repeat. Every life has these things that just happens every day, like walking with the dog, or getting your kids ready in the morning, or making dinner at night, stuff like that. Meetings at your workplace that just keeps repeating and repeating and repeating every day or every week, right? And all these examples of things that repeat, you can start looking at them and say, okay, so if I'm actually experiencing what is out there, right, then it should be kind of the same every day, right? Walking the dog, if I don't go to a different place, or it's one day it's sunny and one day it's rainy, if it's just kind of the same, then I should have the same experience. And everybody knows that that's not how it is, right? You can walk the dog one day and you'll be happy and it'll be a great trip. And then the next day, you'll be in your head thinking about maybe a problem that you have in your
I have a
work.
next
Or,
meeting. I have a next meeting. Hurry. Would you just hurry?
exactly, right? Why are you standing there so long? Can we move on? So you start to see that, oh, maybe it's actually true what they're talking about when they're talking about the three principles. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's also true in my life. And then as soon as you start to see that in your own life, it becomes so much more real to you. And then it's not longer a theory or an idea. It becomes principle, something that you can rely on, something that you can have as your foundation that you can stand on. Because now you know, oh, this is true for me too. And no matter what it is that I'm experiencing, it must be something that's coming from within me.
I liked what you said, because we're used to listening to other people and then taking on their words and then trying to bring it to our lives. So I don't know if anybody hearing this right now is going, can you imagine? Can you remember this thing where, oh yeah, I took this class, they said this, they're full of it, it's not true. And then you take this other class and they're like, yeah, well, that worked there, but that didn't work. And that, because it's about you, right? It's about what are you experiencing? What are you thinking? What are you've already had experiences in your life, and now you're It's for me how I see it. Like in the very beginning, when I started doing this research, and I classified myself as a coach. I'm a coach because people would call me coach, and I'd be like, okay, I'm a coach. And in the beginning, what I saw thoroughly, like that was so clear. It was I was always fighting. I called it fighting with my head and my heart.
Yeah.
Right? It was always either or.
Yeah,
I
I
was
know
either,
exactly.
in my head, or I was either in my heart.
Yeah.
And I love my heart. Like I love that space.
Yeah.
But I would, have my intellect that was really loud, that was like, yeah, but you can't do that, Jasmine. That's not right. Right? This is nobody does it. Don't do it like that.
Who do you think you are
Yeah,
doing
I would
that?
fight with that constantly.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Coming into this understanding, I would listen to people and I'd be like, yeah. It was just common sense,
Yeah.
and it wasn't like, do this, like this. Here are the checklists, and you'll be fine. It was like, no, you're fine.
Yeah.
You're already fine. You could try this one. You could try doing this, but really, you're fine. But if you really want to try something, you could try doing this.
Yeah.
And I kind of like it started shifting for me where I could see that. It was okay to want what I want.
Yeah.
When I was sitting in this beautiful space that is, I'm going to call it my soul, my heart, whatever, but this space where I'm not judging everybody, I'm not defending myself, I'm not justifying anything, I'm just being.
Yeah.
Then whatever decisions I was making from there, everything was fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
And
because when you're there in that spot where you just are clear in your head and you don't have thoughts telling you what to do, you can hear your inner God, you can hear your inner wisdom. And then you feel guided and you know exactly what decision is the best for you to do.
yeah, one
Yeah.
of the greatest things that I heard was, well, you don't know why. You don't have to.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you don't wanna listen to that. I mean, you
Yeah.
don't have to have a reason.
Exactly.
You can find one if you want, but you don't have to. You can trust
Yeah.
that if it says no, then it's a no. And if it says yes, then it's a yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Just trust that feeling. And
Yeah.
the more you do it, the more comfortable you get with it, I guess. It becomes a default.
Yeah, and I guess also the more clear you can hear that inner voice. That's how I experienced it anyway. That in the beginning, I remember it was so funny when I started listening to podcasts about the three principles or reading books about it or whatever. And I kept hearing people saying, "We all have inner wisdom." And in my head, inner wisdom was, something like it must have, I saw it as it must be angels that come and sing to you, kind of like it was, very, very grand. And I thought, I don't have that, I must be the exception. I had no idea what they were talking about. And I was living re a lot from my head. So I wasn't very much in touch with that feeling in there. And I couldn't understand what they were talking about. And suddenly I had the realization that, oh my God, what they are talking about is what I call my gut feeling or my intuition, or maybe just this sounds reasonable, right? It could be just as simple as that. But I had made it into something very grand and very kind of out of reach for little me, right? It was just not something that I could have. And I couldn't hear it because I thought that that was what it was. And when I suddenly realized that, oh, it's just my gut feeling, it's just my intuition, whatever I want to call it. We also say, oh, I just got an idea, or oh, I just thought of this, right? That's that.
Yeah.
That's that wisdom talking to us, right? So it's so ordinary and common that we have it, hear it all the time. But a lot of the times we just disregard it or think that our brain kicks in and say, oh no, you have to do it this way, or usually you're doing it this way. Maybe you should think about that, or blah, blah, blah. But as soon as we start to know what it is and that it's actually coming from the universal intelligence or whatever you want to call it, that then it makes sense to start listening to it, right? And you start to see that, oh, I can trust it and I can rely on it. And again, it becomes your foundation. It becomes something stable, solid, that you know that you can always count on, right? And then it's like the volume is being turned up when you start trusting it and when you start listening to it. And then it just keeps coming in more and more clear to you. Whereas in the beginning, it's maybe almost just a small whisper, and now it's more clear.
Yeah, there was an impact that there's something that changed for me. I think because I think you're going to understand me, and anybody that speaks multiple languages is might understand this more. But for me, because I speak French and English, right?
Yeah.
And the words, sometimes in my early speaking in English, I would use specific words to say something that I knew was the translation to the French,
Yeah.
right? But I quickly learned that sometimes the English word has nothing to do with the French word, so
Yeah.
I can't use that. So I had to use another word. So I have that in my brain already. Like I have that distinction thing, and I can see that, what I call wisdom could mean something totally different to somebody else.
Yeah.
And I guess when I started listening to this conversation, to listening to people, there were some words, like in the beginning, I couldn't listen to anybody that would call this God, right? Because I had this thing in my head. God was this, and it was all mixed up. All the words, all of the understanding that I had around the word God was making me go, no, I can't hear this. I don't want to talk about that. And I see that I still have it. Like I have a girlfriend who's into God and into, she uses these words that make me go, ah, don't talk to me about that. You're like, it kind of repels me.
Yeah.
But I saw, like I talked to her earlier this week, and I saw how the aversion is dissipating. So
Yeah.
I could see that we're talking the same language. She's just using different words. But
Yeah.
in my mind, those words are bad words.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're gonna get you.
Yeah.
And so I and it's automatic. Like it's not that I think about it. It's not I sit there, oh, you've used this word, but this word means this and that. And I didn't do that.
No.
Where I'm getting with this is that the more we get into this conversation or we listen, the more I talk with anybody, like this conversation I think is so rich, right? Because it's not about the words.
Oh.
It's about this feeling that you can trust, that you know. Like forever, I've known my pets. People go, your dog doesn't think that. Like they're telling me, talk to the skeptics who don't believe animals communicate. I'm like, no. if my dog wants something, she sits there and I go, is it time? I'm like, it's time to eat. And I can go on my watch and for sure it's five. You know, she doesn't speak to me.
No,
She
first
doesn't
of all,
have
anyway.
words, right? But I love it. I love that it's about trusting that you know. You know, my mom was sick. My mom had dementia. And, you know, I could feel it in the tone of her voice. The words coming out meant nothing. Like you put these words together and it just didn't make sense intellectually. But the essence coming out was, I'm good. I'm calm right now. I'm not worried. I feel safe with you. I'm happy. My intellect could have said, oh my God, she can't speak. Poor her, blah, 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 which was, you know, what the world around her was doing. You know, I could feel that too. But that it's just amazing to be able to go beyond words.
Yeah, exactly. And what we are talking about in the three principles is something that's without a form. It's formless. So no matter what words we're using, we're actually not describing it because a word gives it a form, right? And that's just possible. And that's also why I think it's so important to be curious about yourself and your own life, because then you'll find the words that match you, right? So if you hear somebody talking about universal intelligence as if it was God, then you'll know, oh, that's just what I call universal intelligence. And you won't get scared away or be like offended or feel that it's something that's not for you, because you can translate it, because you know, oh, this is the word that I'm using for that. And whenever we get more words that are fit for us and for the way that we see life, we get to see even more deeply how these principles are working in our lives and in the world.
Wow. Senna, believe it or not, we're at the end of our episode. It went so quick.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
It was beautiful. I loved it. Thank you so much for accepting to join me.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me.
And before we leave, like let's say somebody wants to reach out to you. How could they do that?
They can go into my website or they can find me on YouTube. I can send you all the links if you want.
Fantastic. I'm going to put it in the description. So everybody, that's what we're going to do. So thank you. Thank you again.
Yeah, thank you so much.
To everybody listening, I'm going to say, dream it, dare it, do it, live the life you want. Go touch that feeling. And I'll see you next week. Take care.